The rage and despair sparked by the death of George Floyd in police custody has spread far beyond Minneapolis to communities of all sizes. Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Findell says people have taken to the streets peacefully and violently in many small and mid-sized cities that have seldom, if ever, seen large protests over police brutality. Elizabeth, what have you seen?
Yes, there really, we're seeing them all over the country, and even you know, in cities in Texas where I am, where you don't usually see these, and I've seen others tweeting about them and showing photos from around the country from small communities in places like Montana, Wyoming.
What kind of crowd sizes are we seeing?
You know, it depends on the city. Certainly here in El Paso, they said they saw thousands of people who turned out. I think it was more like hundreds in Lubbock, but even there, that was significantly larger than anyone could really remember a protest being, and it was it's several days in a row.
Let's talk about the demonstrations that have been peaceful. What are we seeing there?
Well, in some places, you have had peaceful protests, and you have had the police cooperate. I mentioned Lubbock. That's a place where we saw that, and that's a very conservative community. And yet the police stood with the protesters, marched with them one of the days. And when there was at one point a man who showed up with a rifle to the protest, scaring a lot of people, the police and protesters both were in solidarity in that moment as well. The officer was injured and the protesters rushed in to help him.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Findell. Her piece is called Protests Spread Beyond Big Cities from Raleigh to Santa Rosa. Of course, there have been problems like we saw in Salt Lake City. Can you talk about the issues with things getting out of hand?
Yeah, some suburbs in California that haven't previously had issues had a lot of vandalism and looting. Places like Walnut Creek and Santa Rosa outside of San Francisco. There was also a lot of turmoil in Omaha, Nebraska, at one point had man who was shot by a local bar owner, and the authorities said the shooting was in self-defense.
Is social media helping fuel these protests?
I don't know if it's all because of social media, but certainly social media is a huge part of it. We're now in a time when people can see these things happening all over the country, and even if there are only a small group of people locally, they can still go out and protest and tweet and share videos and be part of something larger than themselves.
It's interesting. In your story, someone talked about the fact that there were no other distractions per se right now. We don't have sports. We don't have large gatherings or places to go. Is that all feeding into our want to get outside and join a crowd?
Yeah, I think it's certainly not a coincidence that this is happening amid the pandemic and after this prolonged lockdown. People are frustrated and angry for a lot of different reasons already. Black people and minorities have been disproportionately harmed by COVID-19 as well. And then, as you said, there are no distractions. So when you have these incidents like the death of Mr. Floyd, people are very, very focused on the news cycle because they're not out hanging out with their friends. They're not at parties. They're not at concerts. They're not at church. They're not watching, you know, new movies or doing any of those things that they would ordinarily be doing.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Wall Street Journal reporter Elizabeth Findell.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.